It's the dry bean scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. On NDSU's annual Getting It Right Crop Production webinar, NDSU Extension crop economist and marketing specialist Vrain Olson gave a market overview for dry beans and how they compared with 2022 levels.
When we look at, again, all classes blended together, just under 24 million hundredweight, which again is about a 7% decrease from last year. For both Pinots and ABs, primarily for Pinots, the industry is going to try and provide some incentives to increase acreage. We're going to need to have higher levels of plantings to try and rebuild some of that buffer stocks that we need to be able to handle any kind of production issues from a yield standpoint. The challenge is going to be not to overdo that. We tend to see the pendulum swing a little too aggressively. What happens is, again, if we have a good year and it takes several years to be able to work our way through those inventories, so we have these kind of big swings in the pricing levels.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.